Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and we are back and better than ever on this Tuesday morning. We're all in on past clients this week, which is great. We're going to put a bow on yesterday because yesterday we were talking about how important that group is, right? That they're the top source of business for many people, and we heard a whole bunch of different strategies about how you stay in contact and in touch and in a flow with your past clients. Today we're going to talk about the importance of recognizing that it is a relationship, like we're developing relationships with them, and it's more than just putting them on some automated touch plan in your CRM and how we leverage our CRM to help us better define the relationship and better connect with the right people and recognize that they're not all the same. So we'll talk about that at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Eastern. But yesterday this thing came up about pop buys. There are some of you that literally you'd like drive to their house and knock on their door and leave little goodie bags and gifts and I love that. And there were questions around it. So we'll talk about it in a minute. But before we do that, we have a major announcement. A major announcement and a major award. And Matt Cannon, are you here this morning? Good morning, Matt Cannon.
Good morning, James. Good morning from El Paso, Texas. Yes.
This is so exciting. We did our second annual inaugural NFL Survivor Pool. And some of you are like, what do you mean? You just haven't been on the call enough to understand. And we had to go into playoff weekend to declare a winner because of the way we do it is it's not really a survivor pool because you can get back in once because we want to raise money for KW Cares, but we have a winner, Matthew Cannon.
Yeah, we do, James. It was like super exciting actually. We had a lot of people in it. We had over 50 pivoters in the pool. Finally got down to the last three. We had Ian, we had James Krickenberg, and we had a Mr. Jeff Parker. We had to go into the overtime, James. We had to go into the playoff season to declare a winner. But this last weekend, all three players selected the six winning teams, and we did have a definitive winner. Just to recap, the main prizes is you get a one free week of music, you get a free coaching call with none other than Leah McCann, you get one guest host appearance with Mr. James D. Shaw, and the grand prize was 20 minutes with a conversation with Ian, and he has to do most of the talking. So luckily for everyone, the winner is Mr. Jeff Parker.
Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, good morning. You're on this morning. Congratulations and cheers to you. I'm excited, first of all, to co-host with you because I really like you. I'm a big fan of Jeff. I like what he's doing and what he's done. So, Jeff, we'll get that set up. But I want to know what in the world are you going to talk about with Ian for 20 minutes?
Probably just a chance to rub it in a little bit, but for me, it's like I'm in Colorado, but I was born and raised in Minnesota, so I'm first and foremost a Vikings fan. So it's not very often that I get to celebrate anything football related. So this is really cool. I want to give a big shout out to Matt and a big round of applause for just coordinating this. It just makes this really cool. Just something to celebrate football season in this community. The prizes are great, whatever, but it's just a fun way to celebrate the football season. So thanks for doing this, Matt.
It's
I'd be
really
able to
cool. Matt,
recap.
how much money was raised for KW Cares?
So this year we raised just over 3,300. So we
That's
had
great.
over 50
That's
participants
huge.
and yeah, 50,
That's huge.
50 a piece, and everybody got to rebuy in for $25 one time. So yeah,
It's
it was
really
a
great.
blast.
Ian, I'm glad you didn't win because the conversation with yourself would have been quite boring. But what is it that you will possibly talk to Jeff Parker about for 20 minutes?
I haven't got that far yet. It'll be an exhilarating call, let me tell you.
No doubt about it. Well, Matt, thanks for setting it up. We'll do it again next year, I imagine. Our third annual inaugural Pivot Shift Ahead Survivor Pool will come up. Jeff, congratulations on winning. We'll be in touch on how to claim your prizes, which is very exciting. So I love that. A couple of announcements. The family reunion lunch, if you're an Inspire member, it's free for you. If you're not an Inspire member, it's $65. I need you to register here in the next handful of days. We're going to cut it off registration next week. So I'll drop the link in the chat if you're going to family reunion and want to get in on the lunch. Free class tomorrow. What? Free class tomorrow. Jen Bovey is doing her ultimate workshop. It's a series she's kicking off. Tomorrow's is absolutely free to every single person on the call. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. The link is also in the chat. She's going to lay out these like logistics and running the business in a way that flows and makes sense and stays organized and keeps you on top of things. And tomorrow's free session is all about getting your money organized. So that link is in the chat. All right, so let's talk about the Popeyes. And I know some of you are doing Popeyes. It's funny because this idea of a pop by, not Popeyes, pop buys, like the idea of a pop by comes up inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group often. And it's funny, people say, don't do Popeyes host events. You know what I say? If you want to do a pop by, do a pop by. And if you want to host an event, host an event. If you want to do both, like you be you, boo. If you need some clarity about you being you, jump on my Instagram at James D. Shaw. I got very excitable about it this morning. Read the caption, Tennille. I got very excited about it this morning because some of you are full of ideas and no action. Nobody's trying to have you say, what you know what you should do? Nobody's into that. You go do what works for you. And so those of you that want to do the pop by, I want to hear your takeaways, strategies, successes, what's worked for you. It's Leah Jones, you're up.
Good morning. How is everyone?
You know, we're good.
Good. I'm so glad we are good. Is Julia there or no? It is just you
Julia
today.
Saad is not in the house today, but she is on the call.
Okay, amazing. Hi, Julia. Okay, so Popeyes are great. I think a lot of you know I do them. The important thing with Popeyes is you gotta have a system like everything else around them. So for me, I like to do them quarterly. It spreads it out throughout the year. I like them to be seasonal, so they need to make sense. Sasha posted such cute little pink Lowe's buckets yesterday in the Early Birds Facebook, and in my mind immediately was like, oh my gosh, you could go to the dollar store and grab some gloves and get some seed packets, and that would be such a cute little spring Popeye. The other thing with Popeyes is they can go to anyone. They don't have to be a certain group. So I like to spread the love and the joy throughout the year. So my past clients will get a Popeye. If I have people that I've met with who have sort of been on the fence and in my pipeline, they're gonna get a Popeye. The moms in my PTA and the moms that Cora has friends with their little ones, they get Popeyes. So just be intentional with it, but have a plan and make it cutesy. It's a fun thing to do. Here's the other thing. I don't have time to stop and talk to everybody, so I don't do that. Like, you're never gonna see me. I'm a ninja. I throw on the porch, I snap a picture, and then later in the day when I'm home, I'm done delivering my Popeyes, I send a text message, hey, drop this off for you, thinking of you, what have you. Last thing, I know I'm talking too long.
You're great.
You can do a Popeye after an event, and this is something I frequently do. So, for instance, we have an ice skating event in 2 weeks. The people that come to my ice skating event after the event, a couple days later, they are getting a Popeye. It is going to be a cute little snowman hot chocolate bomb with a home value report pulled from RPR. Really simple, makes the connection real estate, but I'm not spending time at the ice skating event talking real estate. We're just having fun.
You're gonna go have a good time. Hey, I just posted inside of Pivot Shift Ahead to share your favorite Popeye gifts in the comments. So those of you who are doing it, go find that thread and let's just fill it up with some ideas. Leah, thank you so much. Great share. Barb, good morning in London, Ontario, Canada.
Good morning, and it's a little chilly here. Got my
No, in Canada in January?
I know, I imagine. Hey, it was really warm last week. We had rain and all the snow melted away.
Wow, how about that?
Now it's back. I'm a lot like Leah. I love my Popeyes. A lot of mine are focused mostly on the kids, but I've got a couple of ideas from you, Leah, and I'm going to be using those. So again, it is quarterly. I love it when the kids come running up to the door. Oh, Barb's here. They really appreciate it. The parents love it. They're like, you look after my kids, you're looking after my family. So I just make it intentional on what is going on, Valentine's, Halloween, back to school, stuff like that. And off I go. And yeah, I agree. I don't always have time to talk. And there's times when the kids open the door and you're like, oh, I wish you weren't home, but you are. So,
Right.
yeah.
Hey, do you have a budget? Of course, you're Canadian, so we have to do the math. But what's the budget that you're sticking in for a pop buy?
Well, that needs to be looked at for me. Leah, what do you do? Because I just go to the dollar store and just shop.
Yeah, same. I don't spend a lot of money. It's never more than a couple dollars a Popeye.
Yeah.
Something simple and easy.
Simple and easy. Yep. Now, I will tell you now here, just because this is what I like, because my area is a little large and it does take me sometimes 2 days if I'm doing a full one, I actually rent a car because I can write the car off. The mileage and the wear and tear is not on my vehicle then, because I'm
Oh, that's
driving
exciting.
around and driving around and driving around.
There you go,
So,
Barb.
yeah.
Okay, Barb pulling out all the stops. Thank you. Josephine, good morning.
Good morning. I love doing Popeyes. So mine are, I do several throughout the year, and I do not pick the holidays because I feel like everyone picks the
So
holidays.
it's a little crowded. You want to go to the less crowded
Correct.
spot. Yeah.
So what I do is like a couple of the ones I've done in the past are like on Kind Day, I did Kind Bars. On National Popcorn Day, I would do popcorn. There was an actual day last year that was called Act of Kindness. And what I did was I made little brown paper bags. And in the brown paper bags, I put like a piece of chocolate, gum. I know I put Tic Tacs, a pack of tissues. I put one of my notepads and a pen. And I went around to businesses and I just kind of walked in and said, "Hey, hi, my name is Josephine. I don't know if you know, but I'm a local realtor and today is National Kind Day. And I'm just stopping by some different businesses and introducing myself and putting a smile on someone's face." And that sparked conversations. I did Flower Day, bring somebody flowers. And I went to the local Trader Joe's and I separated the flowers. I put them in little vases and I picked a couple of. I picked 10 senior citizens and kind of just stopped by and the reaction that I've gotten from them. So I try to pick different days. Also situations, right? So during baseball season, I'll do the Cracker Jack and it'll say, "I'd love a crack at your referrals," which is a simple way of asking for referrals without feeling like they haven't given you one or you haven't done business with them. There's just so many and throughout the year, what I do is I look for things that are on sale. So just recently, Bath and Body Works had a 75% off. So I bought 10 soaps, and I'm going to put the tag on it as I soap appreciate you, right? So I'll bring that with me to a listing appointment or Mother's Day. Every Mother's Day, I do little bundt cakes. So every buyer I have. That's around the weekend of Mother's Day, I will give them a little bundt cake. It just kind of just puts a smile on someone's face, and that's really what it's about. So they remember you, so you stand out.
Hey, how do you decide who gets what gets who goes to where, and what goes to when?
So again, like the flower ones, I'll tend to bring to like senior citizens that maybe are that live alone. Or I look for situations. If somebody just bought it, bought an a got an animal, I'll bring them dog treats or a dog. Again, I have these things in my closet, and I have them in little bins. And on the outside of the bin, I put what they are. So I have tea lights, and I have candles, and I have soaps, and I have hand soaps, and I have around graduation, I bought these bracelets from Temu that cost me like 20 cents a piece that talked about the North Star and a little saying on them. And I mailed those to people who had children graduating. It's just on a situational basis. I don't do it repeatedly to the same people. I try
Here's what
to.
you have to do, Josephine. This is my takeaway from you. A, you have to pay attention. So
Okay.
you have to pay attention to what's going on with the people in your database. You're watching them on
Yes.
their social, you're seeing when you run into them, you're listening to what they're telling you. When you talk to them, you're paying attention to what they say. So that's step one, is you have to pay attention. Step two, you have to have your database appropriately tagged. So as you think about these certain things, you know who the people are to drop off to.
I
That's
just started that. I just started putting if they have an animal, if they have a cat, if they have a dog. And again, if you look at these things all year long, when I go to Staples, I check the clearance rack. When I go to Target, I check the clearance rack. I always check the clearance rack, and they can run anywhere from a few cents to maybe $3, $4.
Yeah,
I
that's
try
good.
not to go over that.
Thank you, Josephine. It's good. We're
You're
going to talk about the
welcome.
importance of tagging at the top of the hour. Let's go to Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, James. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for choosing me today. So we've been doing Popeyes religiously for many years, and we do them a little differently. We started delivering them like everybody's been talking about, but it got to be kind of a lot. Our database grew, our people grew. So now we mail our Popeyes, and we do them 4 times a year, but I concentrate them in the spring, summer, and fall. I stay away from the holidays because people are going to get a holiday card and they're going to get some other stuff. But we send something that I can put usually in an envelope, you know, a seed packet with something cute. We did Pop Rocks with some cute thing, and I design the tags. And, you know, if we're sending out gum, I'll put a picture of a chewed up piece of gum on the back and have some cute tag, something that people are going to remember. But so we started mailing them, and it's been great. People talk about them all the time. I always say we love your little gifts that you're dropping off.
That's so fun. How many people are getting them?
About 250.
So this is not just a onesie twosie. These are 250 key people out of the database that you want to be in front of 3 to 4 times a year.
Exactly.
Yeah. Randy, thank you. Where are you, by the way? Is this your first time sharing? You longtime listener, first time caller?
My dogs are barking in the background. I'm at home. I bought the neighborhood library.
So I'm at home today.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Sounds good. Tiana White, good morning.
Good morning. One thing that I would like to share about Popeyes that I've done for the past 2 years is I have popped by and dropped treats and gifts off, especially during Valentine's Day, to my clients' jobs. So I have a couple clients who are law enforcement officers, and I have one that's a teacher, and I would go by the school, drop it off, or the police department and drop it off. So it was for them, but also it was a way to get my name out there to their coworkers as well.
Smart. There's no off position on your genius switch. Well done on that. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to touch base for those of you that feel overwhelmed. It's not something that has to be done all at one time. We did something a couple years ago that was very successful that we're bringing back this year, and we call it Wine Down Wednesday. So every Wednesday, I dress up a bottle of wine and I drop it off to either a current client, a past client, a VIP client. Sometimes I meet with them and I take a picture with them with the bottle. Sometimes I just drop it off the door. But that way I'm doing it once a week instead of having to do 100 people in a day or 2 days. So it could be something as little as that, or you can take the woman who talked earlier. It's really about being mindful. So when I do drop it off, I'm not just looking for the content, but I'm making those connections. And I usually pick someone who is going through something. So either I can see online that they've had a tough week. Maybe they just sent a kid off to college and they're an empty nester for the first time. Maybe it's a week after we close and they're still unpacking in their new house. So it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You can chunk it down. Like we talk about chunking down our goals and our rewards. You can chunk down these Popeyes too and just do them once a week.
It's really good, Shane. Thank you so much. All right, Cheryl, you're the one that got everybody wound up over this yesterday, I think. So I'll give you the last word.
Okay. So the only thing, I don't want to be redundant on what I brought up yesterday, but the big thing that I wanted to bring up is that I think the reason why I'm having so much success with it is the fact that I am very systematic about it. I'm a total nerd, so I have an Excel spreadsheet. At this juncture, my Popeyes are 78 people in my local Las Vegas Valley. I pop by to them every 2 months. They get something little from me. And I think someone brought it up earlier about the tags. I have a Buffini coach. So my Buffini coach is great about getting my tags together for me, but I'll just text him and say, okay, so this one I'm doing Valentine's Day candy and a calendar, and he'll find something cute. Or a perfect one is like, I do seeds every single May. And so, there's always something like, you know, thank you for helping me build, you know, help you for making my business bloom. Something cute that makes them think of me. But it always, always has something about, I'm never too busy for your referrals, because there's a reason why we're doing this. It's to get referrals, it's to get business. And the other piece that I want to bring up, because I made the mistake early on, is I always, always have them in my back, you know, in my trunk. So I make sure that it's something that will not melt, that will not go bad, so that when I'm in the area, I don't just have days of just dropping off Popeyes. I do them as I'm going to appointments. So if I know I'm going to be in Henderson one day, I go to those specific places, those people in Henderson. So I'm not spending X amount of time, you know, extra time. I'm making it, you know, time efficient, cost efficient, and making it matter, if that makes sense. But I just wanted to add those little things. And James, so thank you so much for letting me share.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, what a great way to do a, hey, I drove by your house and it just reminded me of how grateful I am to know you and have you as a client. I dropped something off on the porch. Like, what a great little text to send as you've done that. And it's easy to keep the stuff in the car. Of course, you're in Vegas, so you can't have, everything melts, honestly. It doesn't matter what you put in the trunk, Cheryl, it's going to melt. But I love this, you know, getting specific about it. Now, there's others of you that go, I would never do that. Like, I'm not, that's not my jam. No worries. Go, you know, maybe events are more up your alley, and then you give out your little gifts and whoosie doos at the events. You pick out what works for you. And like I said, if you go to my Instagram this morning at James D. Shaw, you'll see I just post a little reminder that I think we all need about, you know, first, trust your intuition in running your business. And second, you know, be careful of giving advice based on your experience to someone who's not interested in your experience. They have their own. And I think it's important we remember that. Thank you to everybody who shared today. That was really good. Hey, everybody, what's up? Good morning. It is 7:58 Eastern. It's your friend, James Shaw. Thank you so much for choosing to be here and hang out with us. We're live inside the Facebook group this morning. We are on the YouTube channel now. And I appreciate all of you choosing to make Pivot Shift Ahead part of what you do in the morning. We're just about helping you set up to run a business that's successful and effective. And over the next 5 weeks, we are looking at the most common, most popular lead generation strategies to work to hone your skills on those so that you can fill your pipeline full of leads and have a predictable business that gets you the results you want this year. This week is all about working with a past client. Now, yesterday we reminded you that a past client doesn't necessarily mean that you sold a home to them in the past. We have people listening to this and participating in this who've never sold a home before. But there are people out there who value you, trust you, and want to support you, whether it's from a previous industry or just an interaction they've had with you. And I'd put that person in the category of a past client. They just haven't bought yet or sold yet, but they see value in you, and we want to engage with them. So today, we're going to talk about the importance of recognizing that it is a relationship and not just some touch plan in your CRM that you put them on a bi-weekly email to find out what their home value is and they get a birthday text. Like, that's not building relationship. In fact, done wrong, it can be pretty annoying. So we want to talk about how we make sure that we recognize that the purpose of communicating with our past clients is to build and develop and grow a relationship with them. So we'll talk about that. But before we do that, we'll take two something goods, Terry and then Bree. Ira, put yours in the chat. Terry and Bree, good morning.
Good morning. Oh my gosh. 2026 has started out really fantastic. For Thanksgiving and Christmas, I sent out a text message with a video to about 550 people. And over that time, I probably had like 300 conversations going back and forth, like bona fide conversations. Last week, I had my first closing, which is not normal. It's going to be my new normal for having a closing the first week of the year. But then yesterday, I got a call from two people. One of them said she wanted me to sell her dad and her brother's house and find them a house. Then another person said they wanted me to sell their home, sell their kids' home that was in Minneapolis, go figure. And then another orphan client who bought a townhome that I sold. He didn't get much attention from his realtor, and I really tried to take care of him. I consider this business my ministry. I really do. And it's all about relationship for me.
100%.
And I have been blown away, James, by just loving people and letting them know I'm here. I'm Yeah, and I wrote an offer last night. Yeah.
Not bad for 13 days into the year. And Terry, you know, we said it before, the business can be about helping people or making money. For you, it's about helping people. And when you help a lot of people and provide value to them, you end up making money. Terry, thank you so much. Bree, you're next. Good morning.
Thank you. Happy Gratitude Tuesday. Good stuff, Terry. My something good is thanks to Miss Sasha over there in ATL. I will be teaching six personal perspectives this time next week on Tuesday, January 20th in the ATL from 11 to 1. So I'm just excited. My first training as a official KW approved trainer. So I'm excited. Thank you again, Sasha, for the opportunity. And if anyone wants to information on it, just reach out to Sasha.
Bree did the best instruction of six personal perspectives I've ever seen in my entire life, and I have seen a lot of people teach it. So you should bring her into your market center. I'm telling you right now, you should bring her in to have her teach that. Bree, thank you. Proud of you. Have
Thank you.
fun. All right, so a couple of reminders real quick. I'm putting the links in the chat for three reminders. First, if you are going to family reunion in February, we have tickets for the lunch. We will cut off registration here in just a few days. So make sure you get registered for that. Link is in the chat, but it's jamesdshaw.com/events. Number two, Jen Bovee is doing a free session tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern time, called the Ultimate Workshop. It's a whole series she does to help you get your business organized as you start the year. And the free session tomorrow is all about money and budget. To sign up for that, jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. Finally, our big event is coming up this April, and we have been able to add some tickets in because we have some people looking to sell. They bought a year ago, and now they've had some stuff come up and aren't able to come. That event is called Elevate. It's unlike anything you've ever attended, and we're hosting it in London. And yeah, you could probably get to London. It's no problem. You could do it. The link for that is in the chat too, elevate2026.com. All right, so let's get after it this morning. And like I said, we are all in on making sure that you are filling your pipeline full of leads and you're truly connecting with people so that the business grows. And we think that working with those past clients, and I know some of you want to use another term, I don't really care what you call them. We could debate that all day, but we're debating the wrong thing. So you can call that group whatever you want, but I'm going to use past client because that's the most common name for this community. But these are people that like you, respect you, have done business with you in some way in the past, and see you as a valuable resource for them. And if we can communicate with that group in such a way that when they move from not needing a real estate agent to needing one, you're the person, then that creates so much opportunity in the business. But the question is, how do we do that? How do we truly develop a relationship with them so they don't feel like they're just on some rando touch plan that every once in a while says, here's how much your home is worth and happy birthday. And the way we do that is, first of all, we've just got to make sure our database is organized and intentional. And this is a spot, this is an immediate spot of overwhelm for some people. Put it in the chat. Do you ever just log into the database and go, now what? I don't know who to talk to first, what to talk about. If I'm going to do a pop by, who does it even go to? If I'm going to send something, who's it? I mean, it can be an overwhelm place because if the database lacks structure, then obviously you're not going to know what to do when you get in there. And so then you avoid it, not because you don't care about the people, but because there isn't, I don't know, clarity about what to do, and everybody in it is on an equal field. We've got to organize it. The disorganization is what leads to inaction. We've got to organize it and recognize that not everybody in that database is treated equally. You know, one example I like to use, I talk about flying Delta all the time. I'm a diamond on Delta. And so Delta treats me differently than they treat someone who flies once a year, and they should. I got once picked up in a Porsche and got driven from the gate that I landed in to the gate I was leaving from in Atlanta because the connection was going to be tight. They didn't offer that to the other people. I saw them getting on. I was sitting in my seat. Here come these people dripping sweat. I'm like, oh, she was on my flight. They treated me differently than they treated her. Hyatt does it too. I do 60 to 70 nights a year at Hyatt. Whenever I'm staying at a Hyatt, about 2 days before, I get an email from the general manager saying, James, we're so glad you're coming, and here's the benefits for you. And if you need a late checkout, let us know. And they don't send that to everybody. We should treat different people in our database differently, but we have to figure it out. So that leads to number two. We've got to tag. We just absolutely have to come on and tag. In fact, I think that tagging the database matters more than just sending stuff out and sending stuff out and sending stuff out. the adding people to the database doesn't necessarily lead to more opportunity. We teach all the time that your business is your database, and the size of your database has a direct impact on the size of your business. And I don't know that I agree with that exactly. I think your size of your database does matter, but I would say the size of your database and how well you communicate with it is what leads to the size of your business. You've got to have it tagged to prioritize the right relationships instead of reacting randomly to people. And then I'd say make it simple. Find a way to make it simple. This is why I like DTD2 as an example. This is Steve Schleter and Tammy Young's database program of two letters by last name every week. What is it? B and E this week, I think. And then if you're struggling with the tagging of the database, don't do it all at once. Do it over 12 weeks. Just follow the DTD2 schedule. So this week, all you worry about is anyone whose last name starts with B and E, and ask yourself, what types of tags do we need? How do I want to segment this group so that I can speak to them in the most effective way? I think those are the three things to think about, right? That the database is useful if it's organized and intentional, that tagging and having people segmented in the right way matters more than how many people are in it, and then keep the system simple. Now, I know we're going to hear great ideas this morning on this about truly building relationship versus just having them on a touch plan. So Josie, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning. And this ties back to what we were talking about yesterday. So the first piece, literally, of what you just said, having that strong communication plan is making a touch plan. So last month, when you did the 15 business day planning, right? One of the days was all about touch plan. So like, how are you systematically communicating all year long? Like, you need to have that written down. Otherwise, you don't necessarily have like the true plan in front of you, right? Are you going to be sending newsletters, doing the DTD2? Like, to me, that's a non-negotiable. I don't care what other lead gen that you choose to do, but the DTD2 absolutely needs to be one of them. And that's because that's one of those where the proof is in the pudding, right? You're calling the people who know you, not non-Mets. It's not meant to be internet leads. It's meant to be Mets, family, your sphere. And then that's the piece of the tags. Like, so if you take never ending referrals, which is teaches the DTD2, they do a deep dive into tagging, which I believe is also from the MREA. And they talk about the fact that, it should be your Mets, your past clients, your raving fans, you have your allied resources or your vendor partners, as we call them. And so having those people tagged and segmented, like that's who get our newsletter, right? For example, so making sure that you have clarity on those things. And as a side note, ever since you shared that porch story, if you've been to JFK and they've expanded, it's like 10 miles now, depending on where you fly from, to get from like your gate to baggage claim. And I've looked almost every time. I've yet to see a porch waiting for me, James. Just
It'll
saying.
be there someday. It's going to happen for you, Josie. Listen, I think DTD2 is such a simple concept that really helps organize the database that I'm not quite sure why you wouldn't do it. And we had a situation at an advance one year where the speaker, I think it might have been Anna Kruger, asked how many of you are using DTD2, and all these hands went up. And I was like, I'm not sure that that's accurate. And so I interrupted, and Anna, thank you for allowing me to do so. And said, wait a minute, I think what you heard was how many of you are familiar with it, when what she asked was how many of you are following it. And when we did that, fewer hands went up. I know you're familiar with it. It's the decision to sit down and try it. Just give it a shot. And just worry about this week. Just do B's and E's this week and work through it. Tulio, you're next. Good morning.
Thank you, James. Yes, I start my day every day with the DTD2. So thank you. Now, in the pre-show, you talked about listening. And I think that's one of the most important things, listening and taking notes and putting those notes in your CRM so that you can come back to something else you taught us, James, saying the last time we talked, you said this, but make it very specific. Make it about them. Make it about the project at their work. Make it about their kid. Make it about what's going on at their house, the remodel, how the progress is going. I do a lot of these calls. I know we do as well. One thing that I've also learned is not every call is always favorable in their life. People have hard things going on in their life. There's a pivot friend of ours that is not always live. In fact, she's very rarely live. She listens on replay. Her name is Starlene Oliver. She's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And she taught me something really beautiful. And when people say something is like not good in their life, especially if it's serious, she says, who's with you? And she goes. She doesn't just say, how can I help? And I actually wrote that down, how can I help? And I scribbled it out because I don't want to be the how can I help person anymore. I literally go, who's with you? I'm going to come get you. I'm going to give you the ride. Or I go to the hospital, or I deliver the meal, or I deliver whatever they need, rather than being the how can I help person. Mm.
The answer to that question is you can't, but thank you so much for thinking of us, and then you're off the hook. But if you are going to do so, I'm telling you. And that's, again, Tulio's become an MREA. He's got a business that's making $1 million a year. He became that by truly, Tulio cares. Absolutely 1,000,000% cares about the people in his database and wants to help. Tulio, thank you. Donna Gilbert, good morning.
Good morning. I love this topic because the database for me is, I mean, somebody just said it, it's like your ministry. It's the people that you do truly care about, talking about what Tulio was just saying. And I want to give people a kind of a get out of jail free card. When I decided to really double down on the DTD2 and I realized that I had more of a pile than a pipeline, I actually hired someone to go through my database and to tag it appropriately so that then I could manage it, because I realized that I was never going to get to do that and it needed to be done. And then twice a year, she comes in and she cleans it up again because I may have made a mess out of it. And that keeps me going. It keeps me in my 20%. I let her handle that part. But it's a critical part that cannot be ignored. So I just wanted to add that.
That's great tip. Great pro tip, Donna. Thank you so much for that. Dawn Little, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today? I love this day because yesterday I wasn't able to get on and I was freaking out because I couldn't hear anything. But Popeyes are my thing. And recently I got a new CRM. And because I was not doing the DTD2 properly, and it was a mess. And my new CRM categorized everybody from leads to hot leads to cold leads to warm leads, all the way down to leads I haven't touched in like a million years. And it really has helped me be intentional on who I'm calling. I started my DTD2 again. I'm going to be cleaning it up and reorganizing it. Thank you, Josie. And it's going to, because I was calling everybody. I wasn't calling my people. And I love my people because they come back to me. I have a guy that travels, and everywhere he travels, he sends me something from somewhere. And then he tells me he's going to call me when they're ready to do another investment property. And his brother is going to be buying. And I have another client that I helped 4 or 5 times. And she called me because her dad paid her mortgage off and now she wants investment. I was like, these are the people that I pop by, I call, I do everything. And now I'm being so much more intentional. My 2026 is amazing. Already it's amazing. And I cannot equate that to anybody else but Anna, this group, and everybody keeping me accountable to be intentional.
The thing is that you don't think it's working until it starts working. Like exactly. This is, you just have to have faith that there have been enough people in front of you on this, that you just stop arguing about it and start running the play.
Exactly.
Yeah, you just got to believe it. And you're going to question 3 months from now, is this working? It is. It is. You are building this foundation and you have no idea that it's working, but one day you'll go, holy crap, where did all this come from? Savannah, good morning.
I'm super excited about this topic because being on the admin side, this is always a fun topic with the agents. So one thing when it comes to tagging your database is you need a tag based off of what's actually going to work for you. So in the sense of, instead of following the DTD2 on our team, we follow it by weeks, partially because we had some weeks that were triple the size based off of last name. And we need to have a little more equalness throughout each week. So we do it by week. Additionally, we make sure we understand who our VIP clients are, who our Mets are, and then who our on-Mets are. We used to do the ABC database tagging, and that just didn't work for us. But the best advice I can give someone is that when you go to do this, sit down with an Excel spreadsheet and write down, okay, who are the people? Where does my business come from? And make tags based off of that. There's so many suggestions out there. And at family reunion last year, I had asked Sarah Reynolds the question, what has helped her, especially in the last few years, bring great success? And she said, first off, drinking, you know, half her body weight in water, which you should be doing anyways. But then she said, every month she takes half a day and she sits down and works on the business. And I think that's such a missing piece that we don't do. And just a really quick thing too, when it comes to your tags, make sure that your tags and your touch plan matches your branding. Branding is more than a logo. It's how you communicate to your clients in the value that you're providing.
Yeah. A couple of things on that. First of all, I love that, like you said, the way that DTD2 is set up doesn't really work for us, so we changed it. You can do that. If you have nothing, start with DTD2 and build from there. That's number one. Number two, your stuff should look good. Personally, the emails that come out, like the templated emails that come out of command, are not my favorite. And I can say that I just don't like the way they look. They just don't fit great. I wouldn't use them. If they work for you, keep using them. But if they don't work for you, use something else. Find something that works for you. All right, we got time for one more. We're going to go to Jessica Scott, because I heard from you. I think we've heard from you, and I haven't heard from Jessica yet this year. And she's really smart at this. So we're going to give Jessica the last word. But we'll put a bow on this tomorrow morning. So those of you that I didn't get to call on, come back tomorrow morning, and we'll talk more about it. Jessica, you get the last word.
I'm on my phone, that sticky mute button.
It does. It sticks on there. What you got, friend?
I swear by my boot camp method. So as everybody, not everyone might know, I am a 20-year military spouse. And so I approach it like a boot camp. And the very first thing we'll go in and do is tag DTD2. That's when everybody goes in and gets their head shaved so that everything is standard. And then the very thing we do after that is we start with whatever week is that DTD2, and we go through and it's who's a past client, where did they come from, when was the last time that we talked to them, and those are all tags. And then we develop a touch plan, and we write out all of our touch plans, all our different avatars. I try to get two, no more than three for baseline, and I apply those to that first DTD2. And then when we go to the next week, that DTD2 week, again, source, past client, baselines, you know, where do they buy, what's good, times that touch plan. Once we have that rolling after the first quarter, then we go in, it's like, okay, who are our VIP programs and their tags? Who are our client events and their tags? Who are their pop buys and their tags? And then who have we collected information on in the previous quarter and what tags do they need? Military, buying, investing, dogs, college kids, empty nesters. There, no lie, I run a spreadsheet. But our tagging system has almost 300 tags. They're color-coded. They're broken down. They're available and accessible. And the more it's tagged, the more you can categorize and segment, the more I can go in and do a filter search to take our 6,000-person database down to 50, down to 25, down to 10 people. I'm going to call that day. The easier it is to do lead gen. Tulio gets handed a list every single morning to call based on what we're doing that week, how many weeks we're out from an event, how many weeks we're out from a pop-by, who was the last time I talked about refer, what's going on with seasonality, and what they got in mailers and what they got in newsletters. You can't do that if your database is not a quality, active partner in your team. They are the most important thing, more important than you as the agent.
Your database is your partner. It's really good. By the way, not built overnight. What Jessica just talked about was something that was done over time, months and months and years of work. And so if you're like, whoa, hold up, wait a minute, send me right. My database didn't look like that. I know. And it's okay. Just start with B's and E's this week. Just pull the B's and E's, tag them B and E, and just let it build from there. Over time, you'll get there. Thank you to all of you for being here this morning. I hope it was of value to you. We're all in on past clients this week, so we'll be back and do some more on it tomorrow. I'll see you at 7:30 Eastern on the Zoom. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.